Ephesians chapter 1 in just a minute. And because we've talked about the enemy, the scripture says he's like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And so I just thought, Lord, what could I say that would help us in that battle? What scripture would really help? And I think Colossians is one that is just amazing to this end. Notice what it says here. Colossians 1, we're going to read several verses here, but really focus on one, and I included it, verse 13. Right? Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you in the love which you have for all the saints. I love the description of how he just, they have amazing faith in Jesus Christ. They have love for all the saints because of the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, just as in all the world as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it. And unto our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, Spirit. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us in the domain of darkness and transferred us to the redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth. All things have been created through him and for him. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning. He will come to have first place in everything. And look at your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, triumphed over them through him. Some of your translations say, having triumphed, whether it should be translated him or it. Both of them are referring to either the of Jesus Christ. Either way, it's translated. It means the exact same thing. That over these things, so that we can live in victory. I think that's where we begin. Oh, I think I had, yeah. Okay, so be long. And I want you to let this to you in this scripture passage. I pray that you will help us. This devil, this Satan, and destroy. But you have come that we might have life, and that we might ask that you would help us to experience that today. As we, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. How many of you have heard this song of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Ever heard that song before? A couple of you will be able to remember that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, who on earth can stand before us? When we stand in the name of Jesus, the victory. Okay? Once in a while, that'd be one of the songs he would have to sing before he would go into his sermon. This, because look at that verse right at the top of your bulletin, or in Colossians 1. At one point in my life, I was a United States Marine, and I was sold. And I was like, I don't want to go to the other side of the world. I like what is happening. Awesome. And I just liked what God was doing. But I remembered world for Christ, and I thought, maybe that's what God is doing. And I realized God is not long after I got there, and I was helping him plant a church on Okinawa on the other side. Picture of transfer, being in one place under one authority, commanding general, and the same platoon commander. Well, actually, he ended up. And I had, there was another group of people that was in my chain of care bidding. You know? That's a pretty good picture. Anybody that had any thoughts of freedom, anybody that did not want to worship Heil Hitler to him, they were, you know, the opposition. And they were supporting all of his forces that were in France. But then on D-Day, men began to pour onto, and it was horrible. Those several beaches along the coast of France, the blood of all of that firepower that the Germans were just pouring out on them. Remember how long it took from D-Day until they secured the whole nation. They were delivered from, very literally, from a kingdom of darkness. Very high-ranking demon of the demonic hordes and hosts that we've been talking, dark and evil and extremely wicked about him. Some even believe that Hitler will, the Antichrist will in some way basically bring a hit, and the world will worship him as the Antichrist. And that is the and everybody will go, oh, wow, and bow down to him. It's just one person's view that was able to go in there and set that nation free. They were under the power of the world at the time, and yet army, navy, nations go in and set that nation free. He rescued us from the domain of, think about your own conversion experience. How did you come to know Jesus Christ? I've shared my story a few times. I was a really messed up high school kid, and I started reading it in jail, and through a series of the way of salvation, and I was like, I'm walking across that bridge. I choose Christ. Something happened. I was rescued from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom. Let's see, did we already skip over the points? There we go. Read this one. You were dead in your transgressions and in your sins. Remember that as we look at these other. He made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he, I want you to fill in those blanks there and think about those words. Do you, I'm a Christian when she was very young, so it's hard for her to remember. And children, my house, and in our house, so my kids grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, that you may not even remember that there was a time before you came to a knowledge. And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, Paul prays for them that of them. That's the literal Greek rendering. Three articles in the Greek and three thes. And the body, the soul, and the spirit. And before people know into humans the breath of life, and he made man in his image, cats, horses, and all other critters on the planet, that we are made in God to the world, the spiritual part of us just became dead. Non-work again. In order for us to be reconnected to God, God himself has to be a human being, born again, not born again, has a body and a soul. We know that because separated from their body, then their spirit, right? Separated from the body, their soul goes to hell. It goes to a place of separation because they don't know the Lord, but they have a soul. It is brought back to life. We were dead in sin and under the dominion of darkness, recreated, refreshed, renewed by God, then we might think, I'm the Lord of my life. I do what I want. I did it my way. You know, they're thinking they did it their way. They even write songs about doing it my way. Mess with them anymore because they, you know, except just keep the gospel away from them. Keep no Christ. They're dead in their transgressions and in their sins in which they formerly walked. In them to enable them and empower them to say no to the carnal desires. In and day out, we're tempted. Even Jesus was tempted by the devil. So, ever in Christ, you have been, in Christ, you have been transferred to the kingdom of God's Son. the influence, you might write that word in there, instead of command, right, slash. In Christ, we've been transferred to the kingdom of God's beloved. The Marine Corps, you could have this person over you. Man, this guy's really making my life miserable. Hallelujah. A new person, and they're a lot better. Well, it could be worse, huh? You never know. Out of the kingdom of darkness, the domain of darkness, we have a king. We have more powerful than the devil. He is a better savior. The conveyor belt of grace of Jesus Christ himself, he will take you to the kingdom of his beloved son. And then it says, you have redemption. It's death. But he rescued us from the domain of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He is stuff of this world. He paid with his own blood for me, his kingdom, where I can now live with him as my king, with him as my Lord. Created me and made me, you know, in his image, but I, the world, and paid the price of his death on the cross, that torture, that my salvation. He owned me once, but he paid for me with his own blood, and we have the forgiveness of sins. So I wonder if there's somebody who feels horrible, that you know you did the wrong thing, and you're feeling guilty about it. Find you today in Christ. Before you walk, you don't even have to wait another second. Your forgiveness, and that sin is forgiven. Just like that. We have. Yeah, I actually had a. Anyway, I'm going to Satan and look at more and more and more at what a bad person he is, and how he, right after he finishes saying you've been transferred from this king, he has forgiven you, and then he talks about the king. He talks about the person savior that we have ever seen or can ever see in the scripture. He is the he is the image. Now, we are artists that like to do stamping up. You got all those stamps. And you have on the ink, and you put it on that really beautiful looking paper, and wow, it's a really cool image. Shine his beauty, his love. But he is the image of the invisible. Of saying that Jesus is God. He is the firstborn of all creation. Again, a little on down where it says, he's the firstborn from among the dead. So it all goes to the Son in that sense. He is the one that is, you know, there, and that's why Jesus is born of all creation. By him all things were created, both in angel. He's the most important angel, but he is a created person, and he is, okay? And this is where that's a cult. It's Jesus is created. John 1 says this, and Colossians just amplifies about. It's talking about all the angelic beings that are out there. And we talked about that last week. Isaiah particularly, but Ezekiel describes how Lucifer was this beautiful angelic being. Him and for him. Again, that's another way of saying Jesus and the Spirit, the scriptures make this so clear. He is before all things, or that he is more important than all things. It's not either or. Jesus, in the beginning, was the Word was with God, and the Word saying that Jesus was there in the beginning before all things. But I think it's also things that are on the earth. And everything that has ever been created, he is before all things. Just split apart. They held together somehow. And, you know, I'm not sure if thing to me that this passage says Jesus is what holds all things together. It's Jesus. I think of my life. What I want to do. Wasted 4 years of my, I mean, I could have been like, you know, I probably could have been doing all kinds of useful stuff. Man. Why was I wasting my life in all of this fit together? He brought some sense into my life. So right, these Christians that have looked at this verse and science, Jesus is the one that's holding every. Hallelujah. Isn't this good for our church as we think of, you know, what's Let's make sure we hear from the head, who is Christ, and do exactly what he leads us to do. Beginning creation is the one who died for us on the cross, and then he was the first one to be raised from the dead. But guess what? He kicked the bucket several years later, just like all humans do. They were hauling him out to bury him, and Jesus had compassion and raised him from the dead. Guess this was the first one to rise from the dead, to die no more, and triumphed over death. And now we can be sure that one day we might physically, but we'll live forever with Christ. And one day our body will be raised from the dead. Let's say, ask ourselves the question. We've been delivered to the kingdom of the Son, of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The problem is, and I am so guilty of this, right along with everyone else here. Eyes. This one, you might find it. John 8. What were the verses? Yeah. Jesus said, he's talking to the spiritual leaders who would eventually kill him because they were living in the domain of darkness. And he came to say, let's get out of the domain of darkness and come over. But they were not interested in this. Back a couple more. You are of your father, the devil. And you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the lie. He speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Man, can you imagine what that did to those liar and the father of lies? And though we have been, he still keeps on shoveling the lies into our head. And we sometimes choose, we need to stay in the Word of God. We need to look at these scriptures that say we've been delivered from that over, and look at those scriptures. Study who, the one who is king now, the one who is, we have the victory. In his name we can walk. You would bring this truth home to our hearts today. And I pray that to the extent that any of us have been believing the lies from that over there, and we've been brought into your kingdom, I ask that you would just help us. Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. To experience that freedom, to live in that freedom. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. This might be a really strange way to end the sermon. One, two, only three of you. This is a really interesting book, and I picked it up because we've been talking about the devil and how he's trying to destroy higher level demon writing to a lower level demon to influence. You know? It's very fascinating. The person that the demons are trying to destroy, you know, influence, you know, and the little demon writes to the big demon, and the older demon says, be careful. The enemy, he calls him, the enemy knows how to make good use of people that are going through really sad times. And I want to read this. This is the paragraph that comes up. Bad time or low time in the life of this person. To decide what the best use of it is, you want to do with us in these low times. And then do the opposite, whatever. Now it may surprise you to learn that in his efforts to get permanent possession of even more than on the peaks, some of his God's special favor anyone else. The reason is this: to us, a human is primarily food, the increase of our own area of selfhood at its expense. But the obedience which the enemy, God, demands of men is quite love for men, and his service being perfect freedom is not as one. He really does want to fill the universe with a lot of loathsome life on its miniature scale will be qualitatively like his own. Really conform to his will. We want cattle who can finally become sons and daughters. We want to suck in. He will and flows over. Our war aim is a world in which our Father below has drawn all of God, wants a world full of beings united to him, but still. The enemy just wants to devour us. The Lord is powerful. I think he did a good job describing that. Lord, I pray that as we go out of here, to not be giving a, not to be thinking of Satan in an inner being, and we are to say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord help us to understand even more who you are. Help us to understand your love, how you want us to serve you and to live for you freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Arms high and heart abandoned, in all I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrenders. All I am is yours. So what can I say? Ooh, I'll offer this heart.